Okay, today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf, and we are on Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. We've made it, Daf 100 in Maseches Chulin, and let us start from where we're up to. The Mishnah said that a gid hanasha that is cooked with other gidim, what is the halacha? So if you do not recognize it, this is back on Sadek Vavim Abeis, if you remember, gid hanasha says bashalam agidim, bizman shemakiro, when you recognize the gid hanasha, so then binosei tam, you gotta take it out, and does it ask of the others? So it depends binosei tam, depends if it gave taste into the others. Vim lav kulan asurin, and if not, they're all aser. And wrote Evanosi Tam and Chaticha Shamavela. The Mishnah said, that's the halacha about items being in a mixture. So says the Gemara, V'liv Toba Ruba, why don't you say Bita Barov? Isn't it Min Bamino? And it's the same taste. So, if it gives off taste, or it's the sheer of giving off taste, why don't you say Bita Barov? Rashi adds, Ki Ein Makiro. When you don't recognize it, says the right. Why don't you say that it's just batel? Says the Gemara. No, birya shiny. Gid hanasha has the status of birya, an entire unit, and therefore it is not batel birov. Not batel birov. That is the four words in the Gemara, which has a lot of ink spilled on it. These four words. Two discussions. Number one, Rashi's emphasis of ki ein makiro in Bita Barov. So that is something that is somewhat obvious by the Rishonim, but it's important to mention anyway, and that is, if I ever recognize something, it can never be batel. That's the rule. Davar hanikar is not batel. One might say the reason is because it is not called a taroves if I recognize it. It's not mixed up. A taroves by definition is if there's a mixture. If I recognize something, then it's not a mixture. The Rashba says this in a tshuva, in chelik aleph, simin tuf pei hei. The Rashba says, v'yo nira lomar taima rabba, dekol iser nikar, v'shehu ba'en, afilu davar muat, b'toch heter meruba, v'yafilu be'elef, lo batel. Even if it's a little and a lot, even at 1,000, it's not batel. If you recognize it, the ilu chatichas nevela nikeres shenis arve betoch elef chaticha shel heter afilu chaticha she'ena ruuya liskabed. If you have a piece of steak that is nikar and it's in 1,000 other pieces, even if they're not chashuv pieces of meat, as we'll talk about soon, ein omrim shetehemu vutelas b'shar shahari nikeresi v'tzorach lechabes aracharehu lasalka. Even if you don't see it now, if you could find it in the mixture, that you have to find it. Shlomat sinu bitl iser nikar betoch heter. You don't find an iser that's nikar, that's batel and heter, unless it's two issues on a derabanan level, he says. She'en lahem ikar midaraisa. Maybe chalas chutz la'aretz in other chala, or other items that are derabanan. But the general rule is, iser nikar is never batel, right? The rule is because the lundus being, it's not a taroves. It's not a mixture if you can see it. So that's Rashi here. But again, that's what Ruba de Ruba of the Rishonim say, that if you are makirit, then bitl can't take place. That's why Rashi has to add that in. If you are not makirit, why don't we say the gid is batel? Why don't we say the gid is batel? So therefore, says the Mishnah, it is not batel because it is a birya. Birya shiny. Okay, two other, yeah.
It's not
nikar. Sorry? So even if it's not nikar, it's still called a birya. You can't tell which gid is the one that's aser. It got mixed in all the gidin. It got mixed in all the gidin.
Oh, is that
birya shiny. You can't tell the one that is aser. They're all gidin, but birya shiny. You don't have to tell, which one for it to be a birya. Two ha'aris on this line. These two words, birya shiny. First of all is the Rashba. We've quoted this Rashba in the past. And that is the Rashba right here that discusses what is the definition of a birya. We had a couple of days ago a machlokas whether a certain item was a birya or not. But today the Rashba is going to explain exactly what a birya is. Yesh lomar she'ein. It's interesting that it's the chulin daf kuf and yoredeya simen kuf. Right, that's the issues of birya that come up. Nothing's a coincidence in life, right? In Yadus. Nothing's a daf kuf. 100 is a whole unit. It's a whole unit, even though it looks very little, like a tiny little ant. It's a whole unit. It's like it's 100. Okay. Anyway, says the Rashba. Yesh mi yesh lomar sheikari birya eladavar sheisuro mitchilas biryaso. Number one, it's usher from the beginning of its existence. For example, gid or a non-kosher bird, tzipor tmeya, aval shor haniskal. A shor haniskal, the Gemara elsewhere talks about being batel. A shor haniskal, what do you mean? That's a birya, that's a whole animal. O tzipor tahor b'misasa, or a kosher bird in its death. Lo, that is not called a birya, because that's not usur, from its inception. Number one. Number two, davar, She'avad shmo kishenechlak. I'm putting together all these lines of the Rashba. Something that loses its shame when it is split up. Zenikri birya. Go tzipar tzmeya. Bodenu shalem nikri tzipar. Vim nechtach eno kari ala chaticha shalof tamei. V'chein gid. Kishenechlak nikri chaticha sa gid. It's not called gid anymore. V'chein eno kari birya. Next, ela biryas neshama. Also, it's got to be alive. From a live animal, called tzipar or gid, shaylochius. But for example, a grain, like it says in the Mishnah in Makis, that's not called a birya. One grain needs a biryas neshama, and it has to be shalem, and it can't be nisrasik. We're putting all this together with other rishonim as well. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Simin kuf birya filu be'elav lo batel. Just to review. We've said before, the halacha of a birya being usur, that's daraisa. The fact that if I eat an ant, even though it's smaller than a kizayis, if I eat a whole item that's smaller than a kizayis, a whole piece of chelev that might be called a birya, whatever it is, so that's also daraisa. The chachamim extended it to say a birya is not batel. Mi daraisa is birya is batel. So what, that it's usur, but usur things are batel. But midrabanan, we say a birya is not batel. So that's the didaraisa didrabanan. Says the Shulchan Aruch, birya dehainu kagon nemala of tamei v'gid hanasha v'ever menachai ubeitza sheish barfroach v'chayose b'hem afilu be'elaf lo b'teila ve'elo din birya elam kain who davar shahaya bochius lafuki chita shaliser tevel. One grain is not the birya. It's got to be usher from its inception. Number three. So chelev is not a birya. Because chelev is called chelev whether it's whole or whether it's split. And it's got to be whole. Not just a type of item that only has its name when it's whole. It has to be whole. It has to be whole when we're talking about it. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Those four requirements. Right? That's what the Taz says. Tzarchi Shalem, Pirish, Delo Tema, Dikar Kpeda, Shitzarchi Shayach Bolomar, Im Yechalek, Ein Shmo Alav. Va'az, Habibirya. It has to be something that if it would be whole, then you would call it that, but it doesn't have to be whole right now. No. It also has to be whole when it gets mixed into the mixture. So that is the discussion of birya. We've discussed in the past, Tosfos is extension of the extension. And that is, or maybe Tosfos is going directly from the Daraisa. Tosfos in Brachos and elsewhere, does it apply to Hilchos Brachos? What about eating one grape? What about eating one seed, in Yonadiyoma, one seed of a pomegranate? Is that called a birya or not? Tosfos says a suffix about it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Brachos. Better not to. It's better not to eat one grape. Always eat a couple of grapes because it is a suffix. Fine. Next discussion. I'm telling you, these four words are jam-packed. Next discussion. Top Tosfos. Bir Yashani. Fafilu be'elef lo batel. And even be'elef, even at 1,000, a birya is not bata. Tosfos adds, v'chein chaticha rilis kabe, what we're going to get to in a few minutes, a chashev piece of meat, lo betel is also not bata. Kita amar hacha, like it says here, that's him in kuf aleph, in the Shulchan Aruch. That's a chashev piece of meat. V'heicha, de pirish chami, now nami asr gzir, shibilach b'da kavua. Okay, fine. Then Tosfos says though, but v'davar she'enu lo birya, v'lo chaticha rilis kabe, bata barov. It's something that is not chashev. It's not a birya. It's not chatich rilas kabe. That is going to be batel. Meaning the answer to the Gemara's question. Usually we would say bitel barov unless you have a reason not to say bitel. V'afilu iser midrabanan leka kidamash mahacha. There's not even an iser midrabanan. Once bitel takes place, it's mutter. The Pischei Tshuva quotes in Yeridea that if somebody does not rely on laws of bitel and he's machmir because he says, there's an iser in here, he choshe shema pikarasu. This is a halacha, dinim, that are based on dinim, psukim, achrei rabam lahatos, bittul barov, bittul bashishim. Once bittul takes place, that's it. It's mutter, and there's not even a lechadchila to be machmir. Unless it's something that Chazal said, that you should be machmir. For example, davar sheish levatirin. So we say it's not batal because you might as well wait. And other items. But if something that's bittul takes place, so then the Pischei Tshuva quotes Achronim that you have to rely on it. You have to rely on it. I think we quoted in the Daf Be'iyun Shir in the Sugya of Ein Mevatalim Isur Lechatchila. You're allowed to be Mevatal Lechatchila. So we quoted this. The difference, the Raisa, the Rabbanan. So Al Pi Kabbalah, Rabbi Yosef Engel quoted, what's the reason of Ein Mevatalim Isur Lechatchila? Because even Isurim out there, some of them have a destiny to become mutter. When are they going to become mutter? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to orchestrate the events that somehow this is going to fall into heter and Memela is going to be batel. You're going to be able to partake of it. But if you do it, lechatchila, you're jumping the gun. Right? One might say, yeah, but if you did it, so Memela, that was what it was supposed to be. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Bechira Chafshis. But he is orchestrating the events to try to get the Isser to when it's supposed to be Asser. So if it happens, Memela's mutter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge here. So therefore, there is no problem. Tosfos says, "I feel listed the Rabbanan Lekka." There's no issue of chumrah once bittul takes place. But then Tosfos adds a line. Tosfos says, "At least regarding this bittul, mihu shema lachad gavra haya asur." Maybe what's Tosfos talking about? You have an iser gid. Let's talk about a franks, an iser frank that falls into 100 other franks. They're all mutter. Tosfos says, maybe it's better for one person not to eat them all. Because you're obviously eating an Isser, Tosfos is suggesting. Shema, Tosfos has it as a suffix. Shema lechad gavar haya asur. If you look in the Piskei Tosfos, at the end of every Masechta, right after the Gemara, you have Piskei Tosfos, which are one-liners of all the halacha lemaisa elements of Tosfos. Right, that have come up. So if you look at the Piskei Tosfos in Simen Reish Samach Dalid, he quotes it as a statement and not as a maybe. Rei Samach Dalid, he quotes, Birya lo betela, v'chei chaticha ru'il iska be'il lefnei orchim. V'dav v'sheino birya v'lo chaticha betela, v'yafilu isid rabana leka, ach la'adam echad hu asur. He quotes it as a statement, not as a maybe. It's asur. That's how the Piskei Tosfos interprets Tosfos, the Vaskara Tosfos. Don't do it. Don't do it. This is a major discussion in the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef at the beginning of Simen Kuftes summarize all the opinions, but they're right here. They're right here on our daf. Let's go from the most Makel to the most Machmir. The Rush on our Gemara. The Rush quotes, I disagree with Tosfos, I think they're all mutter. They're all mutter. Bittul took place. Bittul took place. They're all mutter. There's nothing to talk about. Says the Rush right here. They're not only all mutter, they're all mutter for one person to eat. All at once. That is the Rush. That is the most Makel Shita. The Yireh Shem Mutter La'achlam Ka'achas. You can eat them all at once. Why? Aval I'achal Shlashtad Ke'echad. Sorry. Aval Chad Betrei B'davar Yavish Afilva D'Rabbanan Batel D'lo Mishem Sveika Shemid Amlei El Mishem Gzeres La'kasavu D'chsiv Achmer Ravel Mahatos. Here's the key line. Hilkach Chad Betrei Batel V'nehefach Isser Lios Heter. Umutu la'achlan afilu kuman ka'achas. The Rush holds one person can eat the entire mixture all at once. That is the most Makel Shita. Bump one level up. If you look in the Rashba, in the not here, but in the Torah Sabayis, Rashba is safer on all in Yoni Yerodeya. Beginning, the Beis Yosef quotes this at the beginning of Simen Kuftes. The Rashba says, one person can eat it, but don't put it all in your mouth all at once. It's like a pshara. Right, one person is allowed to eat it because bittul took place, but v'hikilu b'davar zeh l'fisha kol echad omid ba'atzma. But the Rashba says, eat it one after another, not all at once. V'hikilu b'davar zeh l'fisha kol echad omid ba'atzmo v'ochel kol echad b'fnei atzmo v'kivish nisbatel b'rov d'var Torah v'yin kan iser shel Torah kisha ochel ha'echad ani omer zehu shel heter. Each time you eat, I'm allowed to say, oh, I'm eating the heter, even the last one. You could say, you already did it, but this is mutter. V'chei b'kol echad v'echad v'afilu ba'achron, ani omer, mashenecha rishon hu ayashal iser, v'kvar halach lo v'zeshal heter hu, mashenkein, b'dvarm ha'nivlolim. Mashenkein by lach b'lach. Here we're talking about yavish b'yavish. L'fichach eino ochlan kulan ke'echad v'eino mevashlan ke'echad. Okay, so because then if you eat it all at once, if it's lach b'lach, if it's nivlal, the Rashba would say that it's impossible not to be eating the Isser all at once. It's only if you could separate each time and always label and are allowed to say, right now it's possible that you are not eating the Isser. Okay, that is the Rashba. So the Rash says even one person at one time. The Rashba says even one person, but not at one time. Then you have Tosus. Tosus says one person shouldn't eat it all. A lot of other people can eat it together. Everybody can eat something different. So we could say that there's not one person doing it, doing this, the Isser. But that's what Tosus says. And the Beis Yosef quotes it from the Smag also. The Smag. The Yishlahach Mishlo Alachlan Adam Echad Shidipsa Sha'ochel Bavadai Isser. V'hubi Devriya Tosus. Right here, Artosis. That's Shita number 3. Fine, one person shouldn't eat it all, but they all can be eaten. And finally, there was Machmir Shita, is the Shita of Rashi. Rashi Avodah Zarah on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Rashi says, you gotta throw one out. That Shita's Rashi. The Shadi Chada Leklavim, the Enoch Sharu Be'achila. Right? Others are mutter to eat. Tavakav dekayim alon deitzork lahashlech echad el gabi truma b'negez al kohen. Tavakav lahashlech le'ibur alasis le'goy. Avol lahachol l'shnei b'nei adam yish lahachmir. Delakav say the klul hide. That's what all the different opinions quoted in the Beis Yosef at the beginning of Simen Kuf Tes. Who do we paskin like? Who do we paskin like? So if something is the big issue, if something gets mixed up, who do we paskin like? So the beginning of Simen Kuf Tes, a number of the opinions are quoted. Chaticha she'ena ru'i l'skabein she'nis arve ba'acheros. We didn't get to what that phrase means yet. But you have something that's batel, that got mixed in. Min b'mina yavish b'yavish. That's our case. Dehainu, she'ein nivlau, v'ha iser omeid ba'atzmo, elashin is arev, ve'eino makiro. That's the case. Talk about yavish b'yavish. She had a gid that got mixed up in gidin. And it's yavish b'yavish, yeah? And it's not a birya, and it's not chadich rilis kabed, whatever the case may be, right? So it can't be a whole gid. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chad betray batel umutar la'achlam adam echad kol achas b'fnei atzma aval yochal shloshtam yachad. First day, one person can eat them, but not all together. Meaning Rashba. The yesh misha oser la'achlam adam echad afilu b'zecher zeh. Second day is the Tosfos. Right, you quote the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. Both opinions. Rama haga v'chein yesh lenog lachadchila. And that's how you should go lachachila, that one person should not eat them like Tosfos. V'yeshmach mirin lahashlich echad olitein la'ovid kalchavim. Right? Hagosh aridura v'rashi b'avodazara. Quotes that daya. V'eino ela chumra ba'alma. Says that's an extra chumra. The Rama seems to pass like the middle opinion, like artosis. Better for one person not to eat it. Again, the lumdis behind all this is beautiful. Right. Do you say, like the Rush says, it's nefach laheter? Do you say it's not nefach laisser, it's just that you have a heter achila? And if you have a heter achila, so there's different ways that you can view the heter achila. You have a heter achila as long as we could say that the isser is somewhere else. Or do we say, no, there is a heter achila on the food, but not on one person. Different ways to formulate it. How the love this goes, but that's all this beautiful discussion. And the Rambam then adds, "V'kol zeh kishesar b'mino avos shalom b'mino v'in makir afilu yavish b'yavish shorach shishim." If it's min b'bishen omino, you need shishim anyway. You can't just have rov. Okay, these are all the details of this first simon in Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Tes in Hilchos Ta'arovos. Okay, we go weiter. It's a lot on that first two. All we did was two words today. Okay, let's try to do a little more. Next, the Mishnah said the same rules about Gid apply to the Chaticha of Nevela. Just said four words, meaning if the Chaticha of Nevela gets mixed up and you have to have Bittel to take place in Nosein, right? If it's Nosein Tam, it's going to be a problem, right? But Nosein Tam. So the Gemara again says, Vitivata Baruba. Why don't you say it's Bata Barov? So the Gemara says, Ha nicha lamanda amar kol shedarko limno shaninu. We had a machlokas back in Maseches Beitza and elsewhere that there are two different types of items. There are items that are always counted out. They're never sold just as a bunch. You always count them out. And there are some things that are sometimes counted out and sometimes not counted out. Items that are always counted out are what's called dvarim chashuvim, and they're not batal. But if something is sometimes counted out and sometimes not counted out, that's a machlokas. So, hani chalamanta amar, kol shadarko limna shaninu, fine if you say that anything that is sometimes counted out, that's what's considered a davar chashuv, so then you understand why the chatich chashal nevela, when you have pieces of meat, sometimes they're counted out, so we say That's why it's not batel barov. So, Elamanda Amar, El Shadakalim Nashanina. But if you say you need something that is always counted out, so Michael Amemar, right? So, what are you going to say here? A Chaticha Shanavela is in the category of Kol Shadakalim Nos. Not Es Shadakalim Nos, right? It's not always counted out. Rashi says, if you have guests, sometimes you count the piece of meat that you need to serve. But it's not always. So, the Gemara answers, Shiny Chaticha. No, steak is different. Hoel Veru, Yulis Kabi, Balafne Orchim. Because it's also a davar chashu that it's not batal to Rabbanan. Forget the eshadarko and kol shadarko, which comes up by eggs, which comes up by bundles of tilton, of fenugreek, right, which is obviously one of the simanim. So, says the Gemara, this is different. Chatichos also are not batal barov because they are dvarim chashuvim. What makes them chashuv? You serve it in front of guests. Serve it in front of guests. Again, major machlokos on this line. What does it mean that you serve it in front of guests? Does it have to be totally ready to serve guests? Or at least potentially able to be served to guests? That is a machlokos for here. If you look at the Ran of the Rush, look first. The Ran says here, on Daf Lamed Vav Amabez and the Daf Yarif, V'chaticha zu dafka she'en ektana v'lo gdolios midai. It's not too big, not too small. It's just right. Right, Little Red Riding Hood in the Gemara. Right, it's not too big, not too small. Shem Haisak Tana Yoser Midai, Eni Rilis Kabidba. Ugedola Yoser Midai Nami, Lachaticha Kaima. Ukemoshe Hi Eni Rilis Kabidba. That's the Ran. It's got to be ready to be served. If it's too big or too small, that's not a Chaticha Rilis Kabid. And the Raya is V'rayo davar, what we had in Zvachim, Gabi Sharha Niskal. The Gemara asks, it should be Batal Barov. And the Gemara answers, Baal Echayim Chashivi V'lo Batli. Baal Echayim? You know how many Chatichas Realis Kabed you have in an ox? Why does the Gemara say it's Chaticha Realis Kabed? Why does it come on to Baal Echayim? The answer is because it's not Roy right now. It's an animal. It's not cut to size. Says the Ran, it's got to be cut to perfect size in order to be a Chaticha Realis Kabed.
Keep...
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. Afilo achi kivet the kamoshu in a realis kabed, ilo ya mace batil, alma chaticha benonis beinon. The chaticha benis nami, ki abena dena patil, dafka boshi shlema, alachajav al katera, nechtra batil chashivusa. Okay, that's the Ran. The Ran says it's got to be fit to size. Number one, if you look in the Rush here quotes 2 days about it. The Rush, in the next simon, and the one that we just read the one in simon lamed vav, I think this one is in lamed zayin. So, I'm sorry, it's the previous one. That was Lamazai, this is Lamed Vav. Says the Rush, Rabu Hadeos, Ubachadir Ruil, it's got to be Rabu Hadeos, Yesh Menag Dolom Sha'amru Dafka Chatichas Isser, Shenis Bashlam Chatichas Heter, Harbui Lachavid Ba'orchim, Avo Chaticha Chaya, Viafilu Shlema, Betela Barov. Some say if it's raw, it's not about the Barov. The Rush is not happy about that statement. Vidivrei Hevelheim. It's nonsense, says the Rush. Why does that make sense? Dadakamar Haroi. The God the Kamar Royalis Kabafne Arachim Wavla Memar Shate Ruya Kamoshi Atta. El Mishim Shir Naktinon. Digdola Kihai Sharuya Litin Lifne Arak Nikbad. Akar Shinis Bashel. Chashuva Kizosha Darkalimnos Lobatele. Why does it have to be ready now? It's a piece of meat that you can prepare for a guest. Why does it have to be ready? So he says, and also he seems like it comes with Gam Shamati, the Yish Omrim, that the Keves Shalem, O Avaz Shalem, Lo Mikri, those Keves Ve'archem. I also heard, maybe from the Ran, right, from that those types of opinions, that a whole sheep or a whole goose or a whole duck is not Ruya. Lufishin Derek Lassis, Ve'archem, Keves Shalem, Ve'gamelo Devei Havayhem, Ve'chivish Vil Sharoy Lecholik Lekamachatichos, Chashuvos, Goratvei. It's worse because it's like 25 Chatichos in there. Kolshigin to Chashiv Tvei. It's even better. So that's the machlokas. How ready does it have to be a chaticha ruilis gabe? Again, this is the discussion in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Aleph. If the next Simen, after Birya, Birya is Kuf, and chaticha ruilis gabe is Simen Kuf Aleph. And again, these days are quoted here. All of the Durabanans that are not batel are quoted here. Kuf is Birya, Kuf Aleph is Chadich Ruilis Kabed, Kuf Beis is Davar Sheish Lamatirin. All of these are in a row right here. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chadich Ruilis Kabed, Dina Kibirya, Defilo Be'alach Lobatela, Vafilo Mi Asura Bahana'a, Kivan shit dispatal haisu muteres for yilu his kabet. Says the Shulchan Aruch, ein da din ru his kabet, ela im kain, isura machmas atzma, kigo nevela, ubasa bachalav, avlam nasra machmas shekibla tam isser, vohaya basimach levazlo, even if it became asr for something else, that's not called a chaticha ru yilu his kabet. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Tarnagoles, here's the issue. What if you have a chicken with the feathers still on it, which is not ready to eat? Tarnagoles binot sasa, shenis arva bacheros, vitela, she'ena ru'ilas kabel ve'orchim, kimos shehi. He's mekel. V'yafal pi, she'achar shenis arva, he's siru hanotza. Even if you take off the feathers afterwards, still, it doesn't automatically. It's got to be realist kabet once it falls in. V'chein lo chashiv realist kabet, elam kenhim uvushelas. Like the more mekel shita that the Rosh quotes. V'chein, kevashalim echadicha gudol yosu v'day lo chashiv realist kabet. V'chulu. And then he adds, v'yish cholkim b'kolzeh. Thank you very much, Shulchan Aruch. He quotes both opinions about this. The Taz says, Pirish v'sfira luhu, dad amur realist kabet, lachshadei ru'u yekmo shu'ata, elam b'shem shir nakat, ramah v'chein no'agin. So that we are knowing to be machmir, that even if it's not fit, it is going to be considered realist kabed, milvad, unless it's something that you need something major to be done. Shechting is not called major, I guess. Milvad, if it's raw, cooking is not called major. Milvad tarnagolas benotsasa, to mechuseres maisa gadol, to noagin ba, shi betela. Okay, if you have to do a major act, you've got to take off, pluck out all the feathers. That's a big act. I guess maybe shechting also. That's what how the Rush would answer the problem with Shehar Niskal. But if it's just raw, or even if it's not cooked, Keves Shalem wasn't talking about a live Keves, but a Keves Shalem, if it's dead, it still just has to be cut and cooked, so therefore, that would be a Re'uya Lehiz Kabin. Okay, there's a lot of lumdis here in terms of what's the machlokas? Why should it have to be ready or not? What's the reason that it's batel? Is it a davar chashiv itself, or is it just that bittel doesn't take place? Okay, discussions in the Achronim. Okay, let's continue. Okay, there's more here, but we still have what to do. Where are we? Vitzricha. Says the, you didn't think we'd do anything yet today. Vitzricha, you need both cases in the Mishnah. You need the case of Birya and the case of Chadicha Rilas Kabein. Why? Because each one of them are different halachas. Tiyesh mina gid mishem de Birya hi. Aval Chaticha im alo. Yesh mina Chaticha hov Rilas Kabein balafnei orchem. Aval gid im alo. Tzricha. So you need both cases. Unusual Tzrichasa. Usually Tzrichasa explains the chiddush of each one. Here it just states the law. Each law is different from each other. They're both dvarim, she'enam b'talin, but they're each different. That's why it says it there. Perish. Okay. New uncharted waters. Darash Rabbi Barachana. Rabbi Barachana says as follows. Chaticha shel nevela v'shel dagtame. If you have a piece of nevela or dagtame, eina oseres if you have a piece of treif that falls into a soup, so it is does not answer the soup unless it gives off taste in everything. Meaning, the mevatel that you look at are not just the other pieces of meat inside, but you look at everything. You look at the gravy, you look at the soup, you look at the kippah, which is the gook on the bottom of the pot. You look at everything in order to be mevatel, the piece of treif that fell in. Mashma, Rashi explains it, this is what the next line of the Gemara is going to argue on. Mashma, let's say a piece of meat fell onto a single piece of, another piece of meat before it was in the mixture. And then that piece of meat fell in. Would you also be able to be mevatel that new piece of meat? Does that first piece of meat become usser? We're getting into the sugya now of Chanan. Chaticha nasas nevela. Which means, do we say that once something becomes usser, and then that item, is it usser because of the isser shebo, or does it become usser itself? Chaticha nasas nevela, which is called Chanan, is that the chaticha itself becomes usser. And therefore, to get rid of the isser, you need to be mevatel the entire piece of meat, and not just the Isser Habaluabo. Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Also related to this, it doesn't come up in the Gemara right here, but related to this is the issue that we shouldn't discuss it. Again, we're not going to have time to spend years on it, but the sugi of Efsher Lesochto Usser or Efsher Lesochto Mutter, which means Efsher Lesochto, it's related discussions. They're not exactly the same, but they're related discussions. Efshel l'softo aser means l'scho means to squeeze out. Efshel l'softo aser means even if the item that absorbed a iser taste goes into a larger mixture afterwards, and now the taste is mevutal, meaning it was nischat out of the original item, usr, still remains usr. That item that became usr originally is going to remain usr, even if the rest of the mixture is not usr from it, because it was mevatel, that piece of nevela, still efshalosof to usr. That means, once something's a piece of nevela, it's a piece of nevela. That's efshalosof to usr. Efshalosof to mutter means no. Even if something becomes usr, but once it falls into a mixture, and it's mevutel, then it itself could become usr. Even if you might have said, chatich anasas nevela, you might say, I don't want to get into which way you say it, but the Rishonim don't say that it has to be both. If you say Eshel Asofto Aser, that doesn't automatically translate into Chaticha Nasa Nevela, you might hold one without the other. Again, it's two issues. Number one is Chaticha Nasa Nevela, does the item get the status of Iser in terms of Asering the entire mixture it falls into? Number two, does the item itself always remain Aser or not? Those are two issues. You might say one without the other. The item might remain Aser, but it still might not have the power to asr everything else.
But didn't we say if you
can... Meaning you might say efshel asofto asr, meaning the item always remains asr, but you still might say you only need enough to be mevatel what the isr that's inside. You might say that. Again, that is the... you might be mechad between the two. But either way, what do we see? What is the implicit message of Rabbi Bar Chana that it doesn't... Chaticha that falls in, it has to... give Nesinas Tam in everything that it falls into. But if originally it touched one piece and then fell in, we would say, you would say that the assumption is that you would not say Chanan. Meaning it would be Aser if it falls into, if it touches the piece of meat before it falls into. And once it falls into the bigger mixture, as long as you have enough to be Mevatel, that original taste, it's okay. Because you always look at the Rotev and the Kippah and everything to be Mevatel. That's the implicit assumption of Rabba, Bar Bar Chana, that you do not say Chanan. Uki, Rav Amor Ale, Rav heard this and he was Mokim and Amor. What does that mean? As we know that the days of the Gemara, they had a loudspeaker, a Talmud that could really scream out the shir, so the Rebbe would say it, and then the Talmud would scream it out. So Rav got very upset when Rav Bar Chana said this. So he gave shir v'darash, and he said, Kiva shenosan tam b'chaticha, chaticha atzma nasas nevela. V'oseres kol chatichas kulan mipnei shehin mina. And all the chatichas become aser because it's min b'mino. Linking Rav to Rebbe Yehuda here, min b'mino lo batel. But that's the sheet of Rav. Rav here says, Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So Amalei's continue reading, then we'll talk a little bit more about it. Amalei Rav Safar La'abaya. Michti, one second. Rav Kamana Amar L'Shmaitza. Who did Rav just say his sheet according to? Rebbe Yehuda. Tavar Min B'mina Lobatel. Right, that's what he just said. It's you say Chanan, and therefore it's going to answer all the Chatichas, because it's Min B'mino. But what do you mean? My Arya Ki Nasan Tam. Afilu Ki Lo Nasan Tam Nami. So then what's the issue of Nisina's Tam there? Yehuda doesn't require Nisina's Tam. Min b'mino. Min b'mino is not by... Forget Nesinas Tam. Everything's going to be usher anyway. Even without Nesinas Tam. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Hach Amayaskinan, Bishakada Mesilko. No, the issue here is if you took it out. It fell and then you took it out, so all you have left is Tam. So you're right. If you have the item in there itself, that's Min b'mino lo batel, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if all you have is taste, then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's batel if it's just taste. Right, another limit to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, just like we had yesterday on Amud Beis. We had the Machlokas, yesterday Machlokas, and Tosfos and the Ramban. Is Rabbi Yehuda limited to Isuri Daraisas? That was Tosfos Shita. Or the Ramban says maybe he's limited to Isurim Ba'ens. If it's Zeya, even if it's just Daraisa, right, that's what, right before the two dots we had yesterday. If it's Zeya Ba'alma of a non-kosher fish, also Rabbi Yehuda would not say min b'mino lo batel there. So this is another limit under Rabbi Yehuda. If it's just tam, it's not the item itself, it wouldn't be usher. One answer. Rava Amar, another answer why even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we would require tam. Afilu tema lo kadam v'silko. Even if it was not taken out. But still, what happens? What's the case here? You have a piece of meat that falls into a stew of meat, of soup, of this, of a lot of vegetables. So that's really a case having min umino v'davar acher. It's min b'mino, but there are other items in it as well. And what's the rule even according to Rabbi Yehuda? V'chol min umino v'davar acher, salek es mino k'mi she'eino, v'she'in mino rab alav mevatla. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds Mimavino is Labatel, but if there's another item in there, you're allowed to view it as a Min B'She'eino Mino case. You could forget the Mino, and Bittel can take place. That's why Tam is important, even though it's according to Rabbi Yehuda and there's a Min B'Mino, because it also has elements of Min B'She'eino Mino. Period. 2 days. Again, we referred to this Tosfos a few days ago, but this big Tosfos on the bottom is the issue of Rabbeinu Ephraim and the other Rishonim. Does Chanan apply outside the world of Basar B'Chalav? That concept of Chatichah Nasas Devela. Rabbeinu Ephraim says it only applies to Basar B'Chalav. It's very difficult, according to him, how do you read our Gemara? That's why he has to have a totally different reading of our Gemara. He has 10 other Gemaras that he tries to prove it from. You're right, this Gemara is not his greatest proof. But he has a reading of our Gemara. Right? We had it a couple of days ago, back on Daf Tzadik Chesem and Aleph. So the Chesem and Aleph, we discussed, you have a piece that it falls a piece of chaylev that falls into a basket of meat, a pot of meat, not a basket, it's cool at Bistra. So Rabbeinu Ephraim proved from that Gemara that there's no Chanan. So we have to reinterpret that Gemara. But again, this is the major machlokas right here between Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim and the other Rishonim, whether there is a concept of Chanan by Shar Isurim. Okay, that's the, be aware of the Tosfos. Okay? We continue now. Says the Mishnah. Noig b'tarvei noig b'tameya. Next Mishnah, Gidanasha. The Tanakhama says the Isra of Gidanasha only applies to kosher animals. A non-kosher Gidanasha is the only Isra because it's not kosher, not because it is also Gid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afitameya. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even tamei animals, even non-kosher animals have the Isra of Gidanasha. Meaning, it sounds like from Rabbi Yehuda, right, this is what the Gemara is going to ask. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda that you would get two Averis. Right, the Isra of non-kosher and the Isra of Git. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll prove it to you. V'halo mi b'nei Yaakov nesar gidanashe. V'ya dayin behem atmei muteres lahen. What do you mean for b'nei Yaakov avinu? They didn't eat gidanashe even in the times of Yaakov. And they ate treif animals. The brothers might, right, because I didn't they eat to keep the 613. But they were allowed. They were allowed to eat non-kosher animals. They were allowed to eat camels. And yet they had Isra of gidanashe, right, the pasuk in Vayishlach. So Amru lo, the Rabbanan say back, no. B'Sinai ne'emar, el shenechta b'mkomo. No, it was said B'Sinai, but it was written in its spot. What does that mean? Boom, Achlokas Rashi Rambam, that we've mentioned many, many times. Rashi here, and each one of them is unbelievable. Rashi here says, this pasuk was stuck in later by Moshe Rabbeinu. Really, according to Rashi, the brothers were not nizhar against eating Gidan Asha. They were allowed to eat Gidan Asha. It's wrong. It's wrong that what Rabbi Yaakov says. According to Rashi, it's a machlokas and mitzias. Did the brothers eat Gidan Asha or not? Rashi says they did eat Gidan Asha. After Moshe gave the Torah, the pasuk was stuck in there. Akein lo yochum reisol Gidan Asha. And it sounds that way a little bit if you read it. It sounds that way from the text that the pasuk is like the narrator talking. That is Shita's Rashi. Meaning it's a machlokas and mitzias. If you look in the Rambam here, the Rambam says, "What are you? What do you mean they didn't eat it from the Malach and the they didn't eat it? Of course, from the story, Lo Yochlo Bnei Yisrael says the Rambam here. Again, we've quoted it many, many times. Sim Libcha LeKlal Agadol Azeh. The Rambam says, listen up to this klal that any avera or any mitzvah that exists before Har Sinai, like Bris Milah, like Yid Hanasha, like other items that's regarding, to put it in English, that is important for the history of the mitzvah." But in terms of why the mitzvah is incumbent upon Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. The beginning of our halachic history is Har Sinai. The reason we do mitzvahs is Har Sinai. As he quotes, Torah Sivalana Moshe. Moshe gave us the entire Torah. He gave us all 613 mitzvahs, or 611 plus 2. He gave us the mitzvahs. It's not that he gave us 606 with 7 holdovers from before. No. Moshe Rabbeinu gave it. And therefore, even though the brothers did not eat Gidan Asha, that does not impact the halacha post-Maimon Har Sinai. That's the Rambam. Again, that's the sugya of Nitna Torah v'Nischach Halacha, Hilchas Avelus, and Hilchas Bris Milah on Shabbos, and other halachas. Feel free to listen. We gave an Ian Shear, a Daf Ian Shear this past summer on the Avos keeping the Torah before it was given. So in that Shear, I quoted all of the relevant sources. Either way, this is the machlokas. Ein Beis Medrash Below Chiddush, something I've never quoted before, and that is Chasam Sofer on this Gemara says maybe the Rambam is Meduik in the Psukim, because what did it say? Lo Yochlo Bnei Yisrael Gidan Asha V'Chulu Ad Hayom Hazeh. Ad Hayom Hazeh. Since when do you say by a mitzvah ad hayom hazeh? Never say that. You say it by the curse by Yericho exists ad hayom hazeh, and this exists ad hayom hazeh. Why do you have that by a mitzvah? So he says maybe that's how you read the pasuk. You read the pasuk as lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael. That's miyad, right away. V'yaminag harishon kaza Moshe Rabbeinu ad hayom hazeh. Ad hayom hazeh means until today, until Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu is writing it. They didn't eat Kiddush Hashem until today. Now they don't eat Kiddush Hashem because of me. They didn't eat Ad Yom Hazeh. Adayin Emochu Kiddush Hashem Minhag Marishon. But now they're mitzvah on it. So if you, it's hinted to in the pasuk, the Rashita of the Rambam. Okay, Vayter. Vesav Rabbi Yehuda Isra Chal Al Isra. One second. Rabbi Yehuda holds you get two Averis if you eat the Kiddush Hashem and not kosher animal. Isra Chal Al Isra. Do we say that? To Isra Merchal V'yatan Rabbi Yehuda Omer. It's not true. Yochel Tei Nevelos Of Tamei Metamei Begadim HaBeis HaBliya. I might think that the Nevela of a Tamei bird is Metamei, is an Avatoma. Tamalomar Nevela Shevelo Yochel Al Tamava. Mishi Isur Mishum Bal Tocha Nevela. Yotzezeh Shein Isur Mishum Bal Tocha Nevela Mishum Bal Tocha Tameya. Only a kosher bird's Nevela is Metamei. Not a non-kosher bird's Nevela. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can't have nevela and non-kosher be chal on each other. So how in our Mishnah can he say they're chal? And if you want to say, he holds, no, you know what he means in the Mishnah? He doesn't mean you get two Averas, you get one Avera. You get the Avera of eating the gid. There's no Avera of not kosher. Because not kosher, you have to have some kind of taste. It's only the Isser of eating the gid. Uber Tveyanami, Isser Gid Ika, Isser Tumaleka. That's the only Isser. So the Gemara says, does he really hold that? Vasavar, Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Begidim, Nosei Tam? Vatani, is that true? Ha'olchen Gid Anashe Shal Behema Tmeir, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Shtayim, Vibshirin Poter. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yechayev too. So you see that the Yesh Begidim, Nosei Tam. So La'olam Savar, Yesh Begidim, Nosei Tam. Vaksavar, third shot. What is Rabbi Yehuda talking about? Nog Bishalil. The case where he says you get two averas is by a fetus. This or give, this or tuma bahadi adali kaasi, because then it's basachas. Two averas that are chal at the same time, right when the baby is born, he has the isra of gid and the isra of non kosher. That's where we're talking about. That's the only case. When we matzah zamer noeg b'shalil, is that true? Rabbi Yehuda does not say that. That's the Rabbi Yehuda we had a few times already. Vatznan noeg b'shalil, Rabbi Yehuda amar noeg b'shalil. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda says ben pekua, it has a hander. There is no isser v'chel b'mutter. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Hadi mili gabi tahora. There's a heter ben pakua by kosher animals. The Rachmana Amar called bibehema tochelu. Alvo bitameya no hey. By non-kosher animals, there's no heterim. So Rabbi Yehuda's statement is limited to non-kosher fetuses. Non-kosher fetuses, that's when there are two isurim. Umi matzis. You know what? Let's stop here. We gotta go to slichos. We'll stop here by umi. And Beis Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Okay, everybody should have a good day.